The estimate of U.S. growth in the fourth quarter of 2018 was downgraded to 2.2%.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
Bureau of Economic Analysis just released its third estimate of the fourth quarter growth at 2.2%, a drop from its initial estimate of 2.6%, and down from 3.4% in the third quarter of 2018. The two exceptional growth rates last year of 4.2% and 3.4% are not unheard of. During the second and third quarters of 2015, GDP growth was 5.1% and 4.9% respectively. However, neither of these are normal nor sustainable for the U.S. economy, which grew at a rate of 2.8% in 2018. Three-quarters of the increase in the last quarter's GDP was due to higher personal consumption expenditures. Non-residential fixed investment and investment in intellectual property products. Those were partly offset by negative contributions from residential fixed investment, trade deficit, and government spending. We use gross national product, or GDP, to measure economic activities. The GDP measures the output of goods and services produced by labor and capital located in the United States. This is currently the best measure of economic activity that we have. However, it is generally based on U.S. economy's mid-20th century production structure, which was composed of a significantly larger manufacturing sector and when nobody have even heard of something called the Internet. Okay, back to the fourth quarter. In the fourth quarter, consumers didn't increase their expenditures anywhere close to what they did during the second, third quarters of last year. Domestic investment in the U.S. also rose at a slower rate than before, while both exports and imports increased during the fourth quarter. So imports rose faster than export, further widening the trade deficit. All of these contributing to a slower economic growth in the fourth quarter. It should be noted that the direct impact of the personal tax cut was an increase in the after-tax portion of paychecks for most employees. This resembles a pay raise and, as expected, caused a significant increase in consumer expenditures last year, particularly in the area of durable goods, which increased by 8.6% in the second quarter of last year. That rate dropped to 3.6% during the rest of the year, which was predicted on this program, as many economists refer to it as a sugar high, which will taper off. The expectations are that unemployment rate at 3.7% is at or very close to its lows for this year. However, most economists don't expect any measurable increase in the unemployment rate before 2020. The forecast for this year's first quarter GDP growth is a slower 1.5%, down from 2.2% of the fourth quarter of 2018. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.